Unit 1. What's your take on brands?
Is this a Burberry coat fake, Kiara?
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Branded clothing is super expensive.
Well, you could make sure you buy fewer items if you want to get into the good stuff. If you want a Burberry coat, you have to be prepared for the price to be a bit shocking.
Thanks, Erin, I know.
Still, I think the name is worth it. Plus, brands normally use better materials and the clothing is made more carefully.
Seriously? I always have trouble understanding the attraction of these cult favourites like Hermes bags and Louis Vuitton high heels. Like, Kiara, why would you spend more money on things that make you look the same as thousands of other people? You're always complaining about not having enough money. And as much as I like buying you coffee, it might help to spend less time and money chasing meaningless names.
Mers, wait a second though. I know you're all about your own unique style, but sometimes the names aren't meaningless. When you think about Air Jordans or especially different brands for athletic clothing like Nike or Reebok, it's often about the creators of the brand, what they stand for, what kind of connection the consumer has to their message, and a sense of belonging to a group of like-minded people.
It's the belonging that's important, in my opinion. I definitely define myself through the brands I wear. When I have to wear no-name clothing, I feel like I'm a bit of a no-name myself. It's important to make a good impression on people you're introduced to. And when you choose your clothes carefully, people respect you more.
But aren't we all kind of creating our own personal brand as we make decisions on how we want to look anyway? If I could, I'd make my own clothes. Because that, for me, is the only way to truly have your own style. I see myself as a brand, and I want to set my own trends for each season, not have to wait for others to tell me how to act.
Maybe I just like shopping too much, but I wouldn't want to make my own clothes. To me, it's the difference between going to a wedding in a tuxedo and going in a pair of jeans you've painted or stitched cool designs on.
Although hand-painted jeans will probably be officially in style at some point soon anyway.
No way. That's something my little cousin would do.
That could be true, but in my eyes there are certain traditions and appearances that I want to keep participating in, even if I have to do that by occasionally buying fake brands online. Some of them are pretty realistic and they are way more affordable.
I think it comes back to quality for me. I totally understand what you mean about the feeling of belonging, Kiara, but some knockoff designer copies just don't feel the same. I don't even consider getting another version of something that I know is really good quality and it's exactly what I want. It's either the true brand name or nothing for me.
Do you only own a few really expensive pieces of clothing then? And I mean this in a slightly joking way, but what happens when you have to do laundry?
I do have a pretty limited wardrobe. That's another thing that no one mentions about buying exclusively brand names of designers you admire. It makes you appreciate your clothing way more.
Speaking for myself, I appreciate my clothing more when I know it was produced fairly and in an environmentally friendly way. Or when I buy things from thrift shops, and I know that I'm recycling or repurposing something that would otherwise be thrown out.